Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Up the prime time, bitch!
Good morning. Welcome to Brew Brunch here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. It's 9:01 here on the
They took the filters.
It's a good
off.
Mood here in the for the black metal, for the metal.
It's grim in here.
It's grim. It's cold out.
I have a stomach ache. I feel ill. I had late night pizza. I'm not allowed to do that anymore now that I'm 100 years old. It's not good. I watched a little bit of that Blue.
It's a rookie mistake after we already made that mistake.
After
before
late night wings, sort of learned my lesson.
We got another Saturday's coming up. At least there's no show the next day. Another Saturday fight.
That's right.
But what were we gonna say? You were watching what?
We watched David Attenborough's like Wild Planet or whatever. You know, like that.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah.
But it was like the ocean. So I'm just like watching like creatures at the bottom of the sea, and I'm like, ugh, I feel so sick.
Didn't soothe you between his voice and the imagery?
It did not help. No, those things are terrifying.
All right. Well, we are back here for another hour of local metal. We have a ton of new releases. We've been teasing two albums that wound up finally dropping yesterday. So, of course, we have tracks to play off of those. We have Black Metal Song of the Week. We have Metal History. And we have a couple entries. We're going to actually try this. We don't have an intro for it, but we're going to be doing Does It Slap later on in the show.
I was thinking of just like, you know, like, you ever see those things? I feel like they pop up on Instagram, maybe my Instagram search tab, of like guys just slapping each other. It's like a contest or something where they're just like standing at a table
right. And
just like slapping the heck out of each other.
Let me get there.
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, I don't know why I get this, but it should be like sound clips of just people like literally slapping each other as hard as they can.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then just Does It Slap, and then a bed, like some sort of live wire.
Oh, actually, I have an idea now of a clip that we could play. All right, so yes, let's get into the new stuff, the new music, as Matt tries to gather his wits about him.
Thank you.
And we got, we're going to start things off a little slow. Excuse me, a little bit of a change of pace to get things going as we ease into things here. New album from Seven Spires came out yesterday, Emerald Seas, and they have a new single off of it called Bury You, and we're going to play that now on Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Oh, When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
There it is, New Great American Ghost. That was Rivers of Blood off of Power Through Terror. Now out, along with Emerald Seas by Seven Spires, that track we played was Bury You. The latest from them, and of course they have a new music video for it, so I suggest you go check it out and follow the continuation of that story, because that is another concept album from them. And now, Matt, I believe you're all queued up, right?
That's right.
It's now time for...
Welcome to This Week in Metal History!
Folks, it's This Week in Metal History. Right? Feels wrong. That's better. All right. Running Wild, German heavy metal band. We're back to pirate metal, Matt's favorite genre of...
I didn't think you liked pirate metal because of your voice from...
I don't like Ailstorm. And there's nothing you could do to convince me. But here's Tortuga Bay from Running Wild off their album The Rivalry, which came out in February 9th, 98. My daddy's birthday. lot of February 9th, maybe it was a Tuesday at the day. Very funny, like, Running Wild started out as, like, a, more like, death, black metal, you know, like, more, like, gothic, anti-Christian themes, and then, like...
There's fun to be virus?
No, the one of them became, like, a minister. Like, he just converted, and he's like, you know, I'm done with this devil stuff, but what I really like is pirates, which is chill, I guess. So that makes me like them a little bit more. I think that's funny. I mean, it's silly. That's dumb. Anyway, we got Vicious Rumors released the album Digital Dictator. Matt, have you ever heard of Vicious Rumors? This is also February 9th, 88. Can you guess the style of band they are? I guess you will when they start singing.
Is it thrash or power metal?
I'm shaking my head no. Originally formed in 79 in San Francisco, California Bay Area. American power metal. It's very funny that they're researching Vicious
Rumors. I'm shaking my head.
That they were signed to a German power metal like label. Because it's just like you're not allowed to be American and do power metal. You have to be German somehow. Ah? Are you liking this?
Nope.
Later, I'm going to go to the Hobby Lobby and buy... Not Hobby Lobby. The Hobby Bunker. I'm going to buy a lot of Warhammer figurines. And I'm going to listen to this album. I'm going to paint all my little...
Like a montage of you painting?
Yeah, painting orcs. That's good, right?
It's something. Good.
I think we've done this before, but February 10th, 1978, Judas Priest released the album Stained Class. Matt, do you remember what was kind of interesting about this album, and particularly the song Better You, Better Than Me?
No, I can't remember that. I remember you, when you like played the clip from the trial.
The clip from when he starts to sing in court.
Oh, what is this? Okay.
So this was... All right, Rob Halford is so good at singing.
Exhalation of breath?
Yes.
He has to explain vocal hits to the lady in court, or his lawyer, I guess, basically. But essentially, that was part of, you know, the whole satanic panic. They were like, there's hidden messages in Judas Priest lyrics that are making kids kill themselves, which is not true, obviously. But yeah, they made it. They literally, one of the few cases that got to court, a kid who had unfortunately committed suicide. Parents were looking for reasons, found Judas Priest albums, were like, this is bad, this is the reason. Obviously mental health is very complicated, but it got to trial. That is from the trial. That is Rob Halford singing in a courtroom in a suit looking very sharp. To say like, no, I did not, there are no hidden messages in my music about leather parties. That was a little bit of Beyond the Realms of Death also from that album, which is a very good song. February 12th, 82, Iron Maiden released not my favorite Iron Maiden, but Run to the Hills, the single that everyone knows as far as I'm concerned. Remember in the early 2000s, or I guess maybe even late 90s, Sum 41? Remember Sum 41?
Of course, I saw them on Warped Tour like 2 years ago.
Do you remember... I forget which song it was, but they had a song that got video play all the time in MTV, and at the very end, they did a version of The Trooper, where they just all of a sudden like dressed up like Iron Maiden and just did The Trooper, but they did it like really fast. Do you remember this at all?
Was it Fat Lip or a different single?
It might have been Fat Lip, but at the very end, they just do The Trooper at the end. Do you remember this, or is this like a crazy thing that only I remember?
No, but I know that like there was a track on that album, and then like I know that they're in that type of music, into that type of music.
Because I remember, I think I've said this to many people who are our age, and I'm like, do you remember this video from Sum 41 where at the end they just do another music video, and then it ends? But Iron Maiden.
Does anybody else remember this?
No.
Okay. We'll do some research during the break.
I gotta ask Norbit. He'll be the only one who would remember.
No, but he could tell you that Miles Kennedy did a music video of The Trooper.
February 12th, 85. Let's close it out with Chastain, speaking of power metal, releasing their album, their debut album, Mystery of Illusion. Right?
Yep, there it is.
It was a lean week. in metal history, but I was looking for more of this. Does it slap? If I had more time, I wanted to make the... I was looking to make a production for Does It Slap? Maybe get a little more shape to what the segment would be. But that's This Week in Metal History. We have a real controversial...
I know, this is exciting.
Black Metal Song of the Week, born out of me being just too busy, quite frankly. All right, so Black Metal Song of the Week this week is... For the God Below, from Shining, from the album, who knows?
Redefining Darkness?
Maybe? Redefining Darkness. So Shining is DSBM, mm-hmm. Depressive Suicidal Black Metal. Swedish Black Metal. The lead singer, I'm going to say his name is like Kvafarkik. It's like KV, so already...
I don't know if American tongues can pronounce his name.
Already I'm having a hard time pronouncing K and V back to back. If you want to look up the very unusual character, I guess, to look up. You could chalk it up to performance artistry stuff, but you know, the way he describes his music is like, it's not black metal. I really want people to hurt themselves when they listen to this. The
band's name is about the path to enlightenment.
Which is upsetting. And not cool. The song is good if you can kind of divorce yourself from that, or if you can look at it as performance art and kind of abstract yourself from this is a feeling that this person has, as opposed to this is a feeling he wants people to think about. Anyway,
in a 2014 interview, Kvafarkik insisted that metal is BS and insisted that Shining's music is accurately described as evil effing music.
The story that they found interesting about him, which is also in that, is he disappeared for a couple of years, but then came back in a band and was like Goblin or Troll or something. And he was dressed up as... He was like in costume and no one knew it was him. And then he like revealed WWF style that it was, like NWO. Anyway. Matt, Black Metal Song of the Week. For the God Below. Shining.
Take it away.
Papa Bless.
it is. Our controversial, arguably problematic black metal song of the week.
I think, so I looked up the story. It's Kvarfath is what I'm gonna go with. I'm not in any way Swedish. But story in 2006 when he went missing. And then like, oh, he's missing. We think he's gone. And then here's the new singer, Ghoul, and he would perform under a mask or whatever. And it was him. Like, that's what I'm talking about, like WWE style.
Right.
That makes me think it's more like the things he says and does and the art he puts out is more like meant to shock as opposed to like, I'm a genuinely disturbed person.
Sure.
And you should be concerned about what I think and do. And he's more like, you know, whatever.
And so people really thought it wasn't him. Because, I mean, I feel like...
I can't imagine...
You look at Ghost and everybody knows, like, that it's the same dude under four different masks.
Well...
I mean, it's a different vibe, but... So, like, even back then, people were like, he must be gone. This man in the mask is not him.
Yeah, like a guy shows up in a mask. But, I mean, I guess you could say, like, with bands, you know, like... You could, right? Because you're like, I don't know, like, these bands, like, people come and go.
Well, I mean, look at Static X right now, right?
Yeah. So it's possible, I guess I would say. Probably more believable. It's how big the show is, right? Like, when, like, Hulk Hogan comes back as Mr. America, you're like, well, that's Hulk Hogan. But if it was, like, an indie show, I'm like, who the hell is that? So,
true.
It's all the size, right? Right. If you're fooling 100 million people, it's harder than fooling, like, 20.
That's true. Like, yeah, in a basement show
in Sweden.
In the Swedish Chandra.
Exactly.
Fair point. All right, we're ready for our, just about 9:30 here. You're listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org, and we are ready for a new segment, and we actually came up with some production on the fly.
I'm loving it.
I'm just going to let this happen. Let's listen in. Let's go to Siberia.
Get him. Not a good slap.
Slap!
This is the video we're talking about. So if you ever want to go to a YouTube wormhole, there's like slap competitions or something in Russia. And the best guy at it, although I think he was recently defeated, his name was Dumpling. And he's just like pudgy guy in a blue shirt in this video in particular. And he generates so much torque from
slapping. It's ridiculous.
He just knocked a man out by slapping him. Open hand.
And then we also have this.
Of course, the classic.
What is the five fingers? Say to the face!
What?
Slap!
It's been like 10 years since I've seen
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
As soon as you pulled that up, I'm like, I know exactly every single line of dialogue that happens in this.
All right, so we have two items to put on trial today.
That's right.
Does it slap?
Yes.
So one thing, hold on one second. One person that came up is recently because she is touring with Stand By... I was should have had this link up earlier. I know. But she was signed to Sumerian Records.
Oh.
And is now...
Such a weird gimmick.
Hold on a second.
Speaking of performance art.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is all artifice.
So this is somebody who was actually from...
YouTube.
Oh, this is what... That's right. It's the big tour was announced with Deftones and Gojira.
And Poppy.
So she was actually born in Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then.
Is she like 12? I can't get a read on how old
she's like 25.
Are. Okay, I don't know. If you're under 30, I don't know how old you are.
So she's 25, went to LA, tried to become a star, I guess was a YouTuber.
Yes.
Put out two very, very pop albums.
Yep.
Pop art albums. And then came out with a new album this year. The album itself came out in January, had some singles last year.
Yep.
And it's being classified as nu metal. And
new like N.E.W.
Or N.U. of course.
Her YouTube career is very odd because it's all very like lower S surrealist, where it's just like I'm Poppy, just like talking to herself,
yeah, and
walking
like
around,
looking at flowers or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So then she rebranded herself, came up with like a Merker-esque.
Problematic.
Like, you know, Merker, like how Merker is written and like the stencil, like the black metal stencil kind of whatever, like Poppy is now written like that.
That's very funny.
And this is, I believe, her second or third single off her album. It's called I Disagree. And we're going to listen to it and we're going to judge. Does it slap? Because she's touring with two bands that slap.
That's
for sure.
True, yes.
And let's listen. Well, let the song play. It's about 3 minutes, and then we'll be back to discuss. If you want to call in here, any opinions, the number is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Now listen very closely. Does it slap? That was entry number one.
All right.
Should we discuss? Should we to go one
What's
by one?
What's the slap rating? NBC is the slap.
Yeah, Palm Sunday. It's a Sunday. Palm Sunday. Palm so there Sunday. You go.
I don't know. Like, so 1 out of 5 slaps.
Oh, you could do that, or it could just be a verge, like yes or no. Because we used to do brutal and not brutal.
Okay.
So it's like, does it slap or doesn't slap?
There's no in between of like, eh. Not to forecast my decision.
Well, I guess so. The thing is, we are kind of. It may sound hypocritical, but I think it's more of like an originality thing where there was the immediate parallels, particularly because she opens that song speaking in another singing in another language, and the music starts, and then they show the dudes later playing, and I'm like, this is like an American
the
baby metal
presentation is very baby metal.
It's like the commie band dressed as Power Rangers. Yes. Is what that looks like, and that kind of sounds like.
Yeah,
she has in many costumes.
Yes.
Happening.
Yeah, the presentation of like metal
that whole
and,
vocal style layered or
cutie pie vocals, yeah. I guess I would call them. Yeah, that's very baby metal. I mean, I enjoyed it. I will say it slaps.
I will say, see, I think the song.
I'll say one slap. I didn't literally like the song. The video.
I like the refrain. The refrain is very catchy.
Yes. Yeah, catchy.
She murders a bunch of record executives in the music video.
I would like to see this live. I would like to see what this looks like live.
Kind of have to like shell out, go see that tour.
I'll see Gojira and Poppy live.
I mean, that would actually be a very atmospheric show between Poppy, Gojira, then the Deftones.
Well,
out.
If they give her like all the money to do whatever the hell it is she can do production wise, I feel like the band, the show is the production with her, right? It seems like.
Yes.
Not really getting the energy otherwise.
And it's also interesting that the Deftones are pushing, well, between touring with her and then the whole incident with Churches, mm-hmm. where they invited Churches to play at their big festival show, and everyone got, or your boy got mad in Connecticut.
My boy?
Hatebreed.
Oh.
Jamie Jassa got angry, and then...
I think Churches is good.
Yeah. Goyer had to send everybody like a gift basket.
I think it was good. I'll say one slap.
One slap out of five.
Out of five.
But it's does it slap?
3.5 slaps.
Does it slap? So you're saying it slaps.
All right, I'll say, but it slaps, but it doesn't slap as hard as...
I think that song slaps.
It doesn't slap that as hard album, as Dumpling
slap. I don't think Poppy slaps.
Poppy does not slap.
Out of principle.
All right, that's fair.
There was another song that, like the lead single, the first song off that album, I couldn't even get through. But that song's good.
Is it a lot of that? Is it a lot of like...
It's worse, because it's even more Baby Metal, because Baby Metal sings about chocolate, and she sings about like eating candy. And I'm like, this is literally...
Baby like, Metal Defense
Baby
Force.
Baby Metal did this like 5 years ago. It's not even like I'm mad. I'm just like, eh. Like, I've seen this before. I've seen this rodeo before.
Yeah, we're too cool.
So,
I'll say it slaps, but it does not slap as hard as Dumpling slap that guy.
That's true. Oh, yeah. That's true. We could do that. Yeah, well, that'll have to be our production where if we do like one slap, it'll just be one noise. And then two is like... Okay. Now we know what we're doing. We got that direction.
We're like just the crowd getting slapped and the crowd going, oh, it's like a guy just falls down.
So, okay. So I guess to sum that one up, I'll say I disagree. Slaps. Poppy does not slap.
Does not slap.
Or maybe to be determined.
Could slap harder. I guess
could slap harder. That's
I've
like another
slapped.
One.
I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
Okay. Now you have an entry.
That's
and
right,
I'm just...
baby. It's my turn.
All right, why didn't you set this up for us? Because I got nothing.
One of the most important things when you're watching an anime is the anime opening. And the show that is running on Netflix, Kengan Ashura, which is based on the graphic novel series Kengan Ashura, which is about like fighting. It's very generic. Actually, there's some interesting twist to it, but it's like basically like fighting guy doing karate. There's a tournament. It's very violent. It's fun. But what really... pulls you in is the opening, the intro song, because it really sets the tone for what the show is, which is just an over-the-top violent mess. So this is a song, King and Ashley, and I think the band is called My Story, who there's like a lot of studio bands in cartoon production, and this mm-hmm. band has done like a bunch of different openings for a bunch of different shows. I think this one slaps. I submit it for your approval. Does it slap? The song King and Ashley from My Story of King and Ashra on Netflix. Enjoy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Does it slap? Folks, it slaps for me, obviously.
I feel like every entry you have isn't going to be a question. It's going to be, this does slap.
It slaps.
Does anybody, everybody else agree with me?
Trying to convince you that it slaps.
All right, convince me. Because I looked them up. I Googled this band, and I was like, oh, it's J-pop.
Yeah, they're cutie pies. Here's why it slaps. The breakdown in the middle, very good. The BPM, very high. Many drums. Very fast.
Does not sound like the Beatles.
Does not sound like the Beatles. So therefore, under my scale, slaps. And also the show, like I said, it's okay. If you just want to see violence, I guess. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm just like, just want to see someone get their head punched in. Which I watched. We saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay, I have not seen that.
It is hilarious. It's by far the funniest movie I've seen in many, many years, and it is hilarious because of the violence. I recommend it. But so anyway, slaps. Those are all my points. I think the most point is the breakdown of the middle. I think it's fun.
I think the music is pretty.
You're just looking at these guys and you're getting mad.
It's solid.
I'm just mad that these guys are handsome. It's not their fault.
No. I'm not that shallow.
Matt's over here. He's like, this guy's too pretty. I don't like it. Too handsome.
So obviously I don't watch the anime like you
I'll
do.
I'll say for the genre, for the style of show.
Yes.
It fits perfect.
It does. Yeah, it does.
It carries the show.
It's the lyrics that I can't.
I don't think the lyrics. Well, you were reading the lyrics, which you don't want to read because they're very corny and ridiculous.
Exactly.
But it fits the mood you want to get in.
That
you want to
Poppy slaps more than that guy, than those guys. But
all right,
I won't say that song doesn't slap.
Here we go. That's what I like to hear. What if that song's playing while clips of guys are just getting absolutely like decapitated by kicks? Just like heads flying off, eyes flying out.
I mean,
that
might change it.
Here's a band that doesn't slap, Pearl Jam. But the video for Do the Evolution.
Here goes
Matthias. Yeah, come at me, Matthias. But a video of Pearl Jam that doesn't slap is Do the Evolution because of the animation.
Right.
And I would say that that's what brings stuff like that to the slap level. Slap zone.
All right.
I can see that.
My gut reaction is to say this is not slap. But I'll give it if I were to give Poppy 3 out of 5, I would give those guys 1.5 out of 5.
1.5 out of 5 slaps. I'll take it. It still slaps. It still slaps. That slaps. So for everything slaps, we have to figure out a rating for like how much slap.
It's going
to
be a work in progress.
Yes or no was not enough of a window.
We should have learned that from Brutal or Not Brutal.
Yes.
That we need more than yes or no.
Have Brutal.
This is partial brutality. Okay, well, I think that went well. We at least know what we're going for now in the segment, so does it slap?
Yes.
We'll take requests and suggestions, of
and
course.
And you can watch all those slapping videos from Russia.
Actually, I think I already know what we're playing next week. Okay. We're going to be playing a Fozzie song. Norbert Collin to tell us why it slaps.
Is it Judas?
Yeah, obviously. That's the song that I think the song slaps, but then I hear the entire AEW crowd sing along, and I'm like, this no longer slaps.
You can't sing along to no good.
All right, why don't we play? Let's play a new song from, because we had another album come out that I was sleeping on. This is a band we saw down in Providence at dusk. They had some production problems to start, but they eventually got going. The band Zonga has a new album out.
Very fun.
And let me just do some math in my head.
Dusk. I was in a little vampire bar. I like that place.
Yeah. Let's do this song called Flames in the Sky. It's off their new album called Thunder in the Mountains. Available now. Check it out on Bandcamp, of course. And it's another folklore mythological inspired black metal, which means it already slaps without
for you. Right now.
So we're gonna play it. Here comes Flames in the Sky off of Thunder in the Mountains, Zonga on Rear Brunch. There you go. The latest from the band, named after a Himalayan demon, Zanga. That was Flames in the Sky off of Thunder of the Mountains. Available now. One of three new albums that dropped yesterday.
Very good. It slaps.
Yes, of course.
I love it. I love the pan flute kicks in at the end.
That's right.
What I want.
That brings us to the end of the show. We got one more new track off an album coming out in April. But until then, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We have a big, your boy Deontay Wilder fights next Saturday. You have any predictions or any excitement?
Deontay Wilder is going to absolutely starch Tyson Fury in like the, what did he say, the first round?
No, I was saying that it was Fury on the radio. He said he's going to knock out Wilder in the first round.
Oh, well, that is make-believe. That's not going to happen. Deontay Wilder is going to, he's going to hit Tyson Fury so hard that he'll forget what his name is.
That's all right, there you go. There's your prediction. We'll be back to see if we'll be back after that to see if that prediction turned out. Until then, you've been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Parkinson slaps for
We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back ready to go in 2 weeks for another edition of Does It Slap?
Slap each other all as the hard good as stuff. You can. You know, work on it.
Get pumped for it.
Do some, I don't know, curls. What kind of exercise would help your slapping power?
Definitely forearms, right? Probably
sort of forearm grip strength. Like, yeah.
Just, and then yeah, it's all. Well, I don't know which.
It's like your shoulder. It's like
where's the power generated? Is it your shoulder? Is it your wrist? It's
probably your lats.
Yeah, that's true.
Do some lat pull downs.
Yes,
for your slapping competition.
All right, gonna leave you with new stuff from the band Myth of I. It's an instrumental track.
Yeah, we're talking.
And their album comes out on April 10th. It is called. What is it called? I think it might just be also called Myth of I. But I got to play you The Illustrator, which is a new song off of it. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Three.